This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Colorado Springs Starbucks location may reopen under orders from the federal government. CPR's Matt Bloom reports the store was among 23 unionized shops shut down by the company last year.
The complaint was issued by the National Labor Relations Board. It alleges Starbucks violated federal laws when it closed stores without bargaining. Macy Parker was a shift supervisor at the Colorado Springs store the company shut down.
Even just the stores being forced to reopen would send a huge message to Starbucks and to people who are thinking about unionizing.
Starbucks says the closures were a part of normal business operations. The federal complaint will go in front of a judge next year who will make a final decision on it. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Four Colorado Conservation and Public Lands bills cleared a key Senate committee today. The Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee is recommending the full Senate vote on bills to rename Mount Evans to Mount Blue Sky, reauthorize endangered fish programs, and to protect some lands around the Dolores River. Senator John Hickenlooper says he's grateful for the range of bills considered.
We have all the quintessential elements of Colorado landscape included in bills before the committee today, from our highest mountains to our captivating riverways and to even our bright blue skies.
A fourth bill, the CORE Act, which protects thousands of acres of public lands across the Western Slope, also passed the Senate committee with a bipartisan vote of 11-8. Fair for the rest of the day in Boulder with a low overnight around freezing. Tomorrow, sunny and 56 in Boulder. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.